God is healing. Amen. Well, it's just the difference is amazing. There are times when I felt like my life had become kind of full because I'm kind of active myself, so I was still doing everything I was doing, and then I was helping her do everything she was trying to do because she couldn't bend over. She couldn't take wet clothes out of the washer, even a piece at a time, because of so much strain on her back. Just different things. But, the reality of the fruit of your faith, the manifestation of what you believe, is so arresting sometimes. Man, she's, I could just tell there was something different in her standing up here. And I went back to set my seat, and she didn't go to the seat. She went in the back, started bending over and doing exercises and dancing, and it was kind of neat.
Amazing. And,
you know, all my emotions had already been spent. I'd been living in this day for so many months, rejoicing by faith, that when it came, I just was at rest. Praise God. And I talked with her yesterday on the phone, and I told her, just, you know, keep seeking God, but God's not finished with you yet.
Amen.
There's other things that He's building in there. I see her youth being restored.
Wow,
I see an energy, and she's a daughter of Sarah. You know,
yes.
At 100 years old, Sarah's youth was renewed, so much the fact that a king wanted her in his harem.
Yeah.
Wow. And the New Testament women are referred to as the daughters of Sarah. Mm-hmm. Amen. He says He renews our youth as the eagles. Amen. And, wow, we believe too much in old age.
Yeah, that's true.
We believe too much in the dying process. And, you know, it was not like that from the beginning. In the days of old, the prophets called in their children and said, well, it's time for me. Bless them. Lift up their feet in the bed and go home. No word of deterioration, no word of sickness, but life through the covenant was so strong in them that they decided when they would go home. Just them and the Father get together. Well, this is the day. Okay, this is the day. So many men of old from the 20s and 40s that I've read that made that decision just were residing in faith enough and in the Spirit enough and having enough wisdom and authority in the Word that they decided today's the day. And that's a glorious thing that we can be. We're not bodies is the reason we can have authority.
Amen.
Over our bodies.
Amen.
We are spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I didn't mean to get on that, but Sharon is doing well. And thank God for her.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Dale. Thanks for letting me put you on the spot with that, too. You know, those of you that don't know Sharon, and Sharon and Dale have been coming to the congregation for, I'm not even sure, just a number of months, just since spring or something. And mainly Dale, because Sharon was in a walker and really hard for her to get around. And when I met her, she was in the walker. I've never seen her really walk before. And Dale usually helps her and sitting down. Even when she's sitting there, I can tell when I'm preaching, she's got a little bit of pain on her face. You know, she wasn't really very comfortable. And when she came up, like Dale was saying, and she was telling Nathan a little bit about her condition, and Nathan was getting ready to pray for her. that I was standing back, and when she, out of her mouth, she had such power and authority with her confession that came out of her mouth that she was going to walk. And it was like the Spirit of God just said, it's going to be unto her as unto her confession. Now, I wasn't in expectation she was walking out of here that day, but I knew she was going to be healed. It was just like, it was just powerful. And when she left, Wyatt was sitting up here. They're on a trip now for another week or so. But he said, I kept watching you because I kept watching Sharon. And she was walking, and she was back there doing stuff. And I had never seen her walk without the walker. And then she's over, I mean, knees straight. She damaged her spine from the middle, like the middle all the way down, right? And blew both of her knees out. And, I mean, it was bad that she, even when she testified, the seven specialists, and they were wanting to put her like in this body type of a cage. And she said, no, I'm gonna walk. And she was using this walker. So she's back there with her knees straight, bending over, touching the ground. And then she's doing deep, not this. She was, that's why I'm going gingerly, because I'm not even sure. What was stunning me was not only seeing her healed and doing that, the thought came to me, I don't think I can do what I'm seeing her do. And I don't have a problem. And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I can't. Just with my knees straight, I can't bend over and touch the floor. I can do some knee bends, but I mean, she was getting all the way down. It was just amazing. And then Lee back here, and since we've been, you know, reestablished in a relationship, I've never seen him without a cane. And he said, you know, 13 years, right? He's been using a cane. Hey, you said you had some joints. What are those joints? I never did ask you. What? You want to come up here and... You had some fake joints or replaced? I don't even know what. Look at this guy. No, if you have never seen Lee before with the cane, I mean, he would wobble and stuff with this cane, and it was hard for him to walk.
In the year 2000, I had a major accident in my garage. I fell about 14 feet straight down on one leg, and I spent probably a little over a year in a wheelchair. I shattered my knee, shattered my ankle, damaged both hips. Over the course of 13 years, I've gone through 13 surgeries, and one knee and both hips replaced. And I'm still trying to figure out what the deal is with these seven screws in my ankle. I don't know why I haven't got that figured out yet. But at any rate, you know, it's not that I've never wanted healing. I've been prayed for so many times. But it was just something about that day God said, this is going to happen today. And I sat back there and I argued with him for a little bit. And I said, nah, I've been up there too many times, been prayed for, and nothing's happened. And I was thinking of every excuse in the world why it wasn't going to. Got up, walked outside, passed Karen in the hallway. She says, you know, I'm surprised I didn't see you going up for prayer. And I said, well, I'm still kind of thinking about that. So I went, walked around for a little bit. I come to the door, open up the door, and I started to come in. And I said, nah. And I headed back here with my cane. I got back here. But the conviction of God was just so strong. He said, I want to do this in your life today, not just for you. He said, I want you and your body to glorify me.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And I'm, how can you argue with that? I mean, it's just, it's awesome. I was telling Joe this morning, I said, so doggone weird. I've used that cane for so long. I started to become ambulatory about 2003, 2005, a little bit. And I've been using the cane since then. And It's just so weird. I was with Russ this morning, and I told Russ, I said, this is weird. I reached down for my cane. It wasn't there. I thought, where's it at? I don't need it no more. Hallelujah. So, but, it brings to mind, you know, something that God spoke to me. We can become so habitual in our deficiencies and what and our lack of self-esteem and what our expectations for that God has for us. We can become so habitual in that we really can miss what God really wants to do for us.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And but I'm just thankful that that there was people that spoke into my life, particularly Karen, twice that day. So and I just got to say a couple more things. But what happened between Karen and I and God that day was not an accident, and we need to do this in the body of Christ more and more, to exhort and encourage one another.
Yeah.
And what God has and wants to do in our lives, and we need to get rid of the stinking thinking that I can't anymore.
Uh-huh. That's right. You know? That's right.
Because God has great things in store for His people. Amen?
Yes, He does. Amen.
All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your prayers in the past, but there was a time and a place that God wanted to do what He did. And the scripture says that we, and I hate to use this word because endure sounds like such a struggle, but it's really not. It's having a confidence and a patience in God that He's going to fulfill the promises in your life that He's given.
Amen.
In His word.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. So if you see him running around, there's a reason for it. That's awesome. I'm just going to share a few things that just kind of came to me, and like I said, we'll get back on Ecclesia eventually and finish that series up. But we on Wednesday evening, I know several of you are there on Wednesdays typically, we talked about this, and I feel like I need to share a couple little aspects about that again too, because I'm convinced and have been, especially since we have got the revelation on Ecclesia and what it is and how it functions, that what we do on Wednesday nights is extremely powerful and has much authority, and things are being done in the Spirit, and we're seeing some things in the natural as well that are happening. One of the things, specifically speaking of healing, that happened was in August or September, I can't remember what, it seemed like it was the end of August, beginning of September, when we were praying on a Wednesday night, I had a little vision that, and you know, within the Ecclesia series, Jesus says that in Matthew 16, I'm going to give you, when he was talking to his apostles, he said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And if you've ever really noticed that, the word's plural, it's keys, it's not key. In Revelation, Jesus says, I have the key, singular, to death and hell. But in that passage, he says, I'm going to give you keys. And I've meditated on that quite a bit. I don't think I have a full understanding of everything that he's saying there. But going back to this Wednesday, particularly this Wednesday evening, I had this vision that the Lord released to us a key. And when I grabbed the key, I looked at it, and it said healing on it. And then it was like I saw me putting the key in the door knob and turning it, and it opened. And that was it. And I don't think this is just for me. I think it's for our congregation. I've been praying that this key be released to all of our congregations. It would just be released to the body of Christ, that door of healing, a healing provision. See, all of the provisions are in kingdom. Take the Garden of Eden was a type of the kingdom of God on earth. Everything man needed was provided in that place. Everything. There was nothing that God left out. And when we get born again, it says in Colossians 1:13 that God transfers us from the domain of darkness, which is a kingdom of darkness that's ruled by the prince of the power of this air, of this earth, and the air, the prince of the power of the air and the ruler of this earth. Remember Jesus, when he was tempted, Satan showed him all the kingdoms of the earth, and he tempted him with giving him all of the kingdoms, saying that all those kingdoms had been handed to me. So he has the control over it. God's got ultimate control. So when we get born again, Colossians 1:13, he transfers us from one domain into the kingdom of his beloved son. We change kingdoms, we change kings, and we change a whole set of laws. When we learn, and learning to function within the new kingdom with the new king and the new set of laws is really part of our goal, our purpose. To learn to function there as we're living in this world with a whole nother set of laws. He frees us from the curse of that and into the blessing. In the kingdom, everything's provided. Everything's already there. Everything you need, healing, finances, peace, whatever. It's all there. Intimacy, relationship, healing for our hearts, our minds, everything. It's all there. Did you have something? Okay, I'll get to that in just a minute. That's awesome. One of the things, too, about the healing, which I thought was pretty interesting, especially with the dramatic healing, is it had something to do with our walk. Amen. Now, you know, if you have a headache, regardless of what pain you have, when you get healed from that, that's a miracle. It's awesome. Whether it's a headache or pain in your finger, or whether you haven't been able to walk for a year and 9 months and now you're walking. And you've had pain. Whatever you have, it's just as supernatural. Sometimes what we get our eyes on is the spectacular, and it's awesome to see somebody that needed a walker that doesn't need a walker now. That Sharon texted me, I think it was on Tuesday. I don't know if she shared the text with you, but she said, or actually she called me, and she said, I know this doesn't sound like a big thing, but since my accident, I haven't been able to take a cap off of a water bottle because of the way it hurts. She goes, but I can. And all day today, I've been taking caps off of water bottles and Coke bottles, and I'm just having so much fun. See, even in those little things, you know, we don't realize the pain that you can't do something. I mean, if you just can't even reach for a glass of water because it hurts or whatever. When you're healed of that, that's a major thing. You know, it's major. So whatever that pain is. But I found it interesting because this whole healing thing that started yesterday kind of started a bit with Nathan. And Nathan having the hip surgery, and that had to do with what? His walk. And then Lee gets healed, and Sharon gets healed. And the dramatic healings, I'm talking about when I say dramatic, I'm talking about like, hey, walker, no walker, you know, crutches, don't need crutches anymore. Which is an interesting thing, too. It just hit me. There were three different pieces that were all different things that were used for walking. Because Nathan was on crutches, and he didn't need crutches. Sharon was in a walker. She doesn't need a walker. And Lee had a cane. He doesn't need a cane. All three of them were different pieces, apparatus to help walk. What's the Lord? I mean, God's speaking to us about something here. I'm going to get it all. Whatever it is, whatever he's saying, I want to get it all. So I want to go back to just a minute, and then we'll have you share yours, that when God transfers us to this new kingdom, what happens way too often is we still have the mindset of the old kingdom. And then we're still trying, we try to function in this new kingdom with a mindset of the old kingdom, and it just doesn't work. I think most of you probably understand what I'm talking about. It doesn't work there. Those things don't work. And that's why the Bible says, Romans 12:1-2, that we have to transform our thinking. We have to renew our thinking so we will be transformed. And we have to change. So we have, what do we have to change? Change on the way God says and God thinks and God, you know, his whole plan for things. He's called us to live a supernatural life. See, supernatural living is natural to God. Supernatural living is natural to God. Supernatural living is superseding the natural realm. Hello. That's why Jesus can walk on water. You can't walk on water by the laws of the natural realm. You will sink. You cannot multiply the bread with natural law. Doesn't work. You got to go buy more, get more, make more, whatever. You can't do that with the fish. You can't be ascended in it. You can't come out of the grave by natural law. You can't see eyes, blind eyes open, arms growing out, deaf ears. Oh, see, the natural law has no answer for that. But we're not bound. See, we've got to come into that, the faith and the trust in God, and not be so tied by what we're used to seeing. Lee made a great point of that. I've been prayed for and 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 nothing's happened. So why get prayed for again? Exactly. What's going to be different this time? And eventually we're going to talk a little bit more about healing, because there's many ways people get healed. Demon possession and demon oppression can cause sickness and disease. Well, we need to address it differently. If you're in sin, sin can cause sickness and disease. You got to address it. I can pray for you all day long, and if you're in sin, you aren't getting healed. Unless the gift of healing is in manifestation. Once the gift of healing is in manifestation, you're getting healed. It doesn't take any faith on your part, any good stand. It doesn't take nothing on your part. When the gift of healing, all it takes is the faith of operation of the person that's in it to do what God is saying to do. Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda. There's sick people everywhere. He goes to one guy. This guy has no faith to get healed. He's at the pool. I mean, there's a little, I guess. Making excuses, and Jesus heals him. Then Jesus goes into his own hometown one time, and he can't heal anybody. Matter of fact, the Bible specifically says he could not. Not that he didn't want to. He could not. There was such a lack of faith because of a lack of honor towards him and the gift that he is. That because of that, all he could do is heal, the Bible says, a few sickly people. That would be very small type of things. And that's really what we see most often in the body of Christ in America now, just small type of things, until Sunday, with us specifically. I mean, there's healing revivalists that are moving now. I mean, there's mighty miracles that are going on in other countries, but very little here. There is. There's very, very little. Now, also along with this, that, and I think this has a big, big thing to do with it, and I heard Dutch Sheets talk about this last week, that it was 1973 when Roe versus Wade became a law, legal law of this land, where we can kill babies in the womb. Well, January of this year, that 40-year is over. Biblically speaking, 40, or you go into even 400 years, are biblical time periods of judgment. And as a matter of fact, in 1973, the Voice of Healing revival that was going on, once Roe versus Wade came and happened and instituted, that got shut off like somebody turned a water faucet. It completely stopped in 1973. I don't think there's any coincidence about this. 3 months after Roe versus Wade got going, the guy that started Voice of Healing and also Christ for the Nations dropped over dead. Prophetic statement, it is done, it's over. But the 40-year period of judgment's done too. How we've been praying and repenting about abortion for a long time, but these 40 years are over. Now, I want to share something with you that it's a dream that I had a year and a half ago. I shared it again Wednesday. I got a little bit more even on my way this morning to it. I don't have all of it. Some of you prophetic types get some understanding of it. I really want to hear it, but I had three dreams a year and a half ago all in a row, and there was one in particular, and it was about gas. Now, I don't think that it has really anything about gas or gas prices. I think God was speaking something else. And I was driving down the street. The dream was very quick. Gas was $2.89. I went just a few blocks down the road, and all of a sudden it jumped to $7.65. Dream was over. I prayed about that. I was like, God, what are you showing me? All I was getting, and I thought it was pretty obvious, that when things change, they're going to change very quickly. They're not going to go up 289, 295, 300. It was going to be a jump just back. That things were going to change, and they were going to change quickly. Now, I thought about this, too, and I didn't really do much. I thought about Bible scriptures, and are they representative of a Bible scripture? I do now believe that they are, and I don't have time to go into all of it, but I believe the 289 was Ephesians 289, where that we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man shall boast. And then 765, I never really even researched that until just a couple days ago. I woke up one morning and Nehemiah was on my mind for some reason. Well, you know, Nehemiah rebuilt the walls and restored the walls of Jerusalem. And then order was able to come back to Jerusalem and worship was able to come back to Jerusalem. Well, when I woke up with that, the dream came to me again. And I thought, well, I wonder if Nehemiah has a chapter 7, verse 65. And lo and behold, it does. So I go to it. And what it says there is that the governor would not allow the people to eat the food, the holy food, until the priest came with the Urim and the Thummim. I was like, well, what is Urim and Thummim? And I did a little bit of research about this. Does anybody know what Urim and Thummim is? We talked about it on Wednesday a little. That's what most, yeah, it's a lot of, they have a really hard time figuring exactly what they are. But yes, that's the closest thing. There were two stones that were in the breastplate of the priest. And they were used for two different purposes. One overall purpose is get the wisdom and the counsel of God, but also another one was to release judgment, to have wise judgment on that. And Urim, if I can remember right, means light or truth, and Thummim means revelation, or I've got those backwards. It's one or the other. Light and truth and revelation being released. I'm at the conference a week ago, and a prophet stands up and prophesies that revelation and light is being released right now. There were decrees and things that were just, it's just amazing. It was so in line. I mean, I learned some things, but so in line with what we're doing on Wednesday night as well, that there was a decrees about the third great awakening has started. It's not about to start. It has started, has begun. There were prophecies about healings and signs and wonders being released right now. Okay, that was Friday, a week ago Friday. I'm there. Once it was all over, I leave, and I'm going back to my hotel, and I notice gas dropped 10 cents a gallon. And I thought, well, that was pretty interesting that particular night. So I have an app on my phone that has gas prices in our area. So I go to that app. The first gas station that popped up, because it's by the cheapest one, $2.89. Gas station all week over on 40 Highway and Schrank was $2.89. I didn't really believe that. I thought, whoa, that's pretty cool, but I want to go see it. And I did, and I filled up my tank when I got back in town over there. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but driving here today, the Quick Trips have dropped their gas at $2.89. I don't know what, but I don't think it was a coincidence that that $2.89 happened that particular night with the things that have been said and released. I don't think it, and then Sunday we get here and then we have healings. Just bam, all of a sudden. And now the gas is $2.89. Now I'm not saying that next week the gas is going to be $7.65. I'm not saying that. But I do believe the Lord is revealing to me that things are changing and they're going to be changing very quickly right now. Okay, here's what happened this morning. I'm driving down the street, and I saw the first Quick Trip in Independence on 291, and I noticed it was $2.89. I thought, that's pretty interesting, Lord. Wasn't 288, wasn't 299. 289, or two. It was 291, I think, yesterday, and it's 291. So I'm driving down the street, and I'm just kind of contemplating that and thinking about, and I'm going over the dream again. And I'm rehearsing everything that I remembered seeing, 289, and I went a few blocks, and then it was 765, and the Lord stopped me. He said, how far did you go? I said, a few blocks. He said, how far is a few? I said, three. That's all he said. Now, go back to the conference again. I don't know if some of you think this is weird, but this is what happened. This is what God is saying. So I go, my mind goes back to the conference again. The very first night, Chuck Pierce gets up and said, we are in a, and I have to listen to it again because I'm not going to quote it right. He said, within these next 3 months, and I forgot exactly what he said was going to happen, but they were very, very important, these next 3 months. They didn't really strike me when he said it, but then after the Lord revealed the dream and I saw the connection of that, more to come on that, I guess. So if anybody else gets something specifically, but I think there's, you know, something happened here and shifted in the spirit. And these next 3 months are going to be very, very pivotal. Yeah, there's more to that, but I think that that would be enough to say on that. Discernment, hearing what God is saying, is so, I mean, we've been talking about that for a few years, but it's so important. We've got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. We can't just watch the news and think, okay, and define everything by what we're seeing. We can't define things by what we're feeling. We can no longer define things even by our past experience, what happened yesterday, what happened last week or last year. We just can't. We've got to hear what the Spirit of God is saying right now, the relevancy of today, of what He's saying, so we can move in today, what's happening right now. Amen? Did you want to share your testimony? I know you were laying over here on the floor. Here, if you want to just sit, you can sit there. I'll bring you a mic.
I'm not a very good talker. I'm not expressive like my son is. But anyway, God healed my knee. My knee was healed.
Amen.
And when I was down on that floor, I was wrapped in a warm blanket. I'm assuming love. But I was,
amen.
And I was in this church by myself. There was nobody else here. I was by myself. And God said to me, relax and let me work. And I thought He meant then, and because I was going to get up and get prayed for. That's not what He meant in my life, because I'm a person who's always been just a doer, getting everything done, working to get everything done. And He's changing so much stuff in my life. It's just awesome. Pam can tell you it's awesome. I quit one job, and my other job's getting ready to change where I can be able to come to work church every Sunday, not have to work. I mean, God is awesome. And I know my whole family, my whole life is just changing since I've been coming. And I know I was meant to be here in this place.
Amen.
I just believe that. And I love everybody here, and everybody's done so much for me. I just can't tell you what you have meant to my life. Thank you.
Amen.
And the other thing, when we were talking about the church thing in Independence, God said to me, it's going to start in Independence. It's going to go out to Kansas City, Raytown. He said, I'm going to start it in Independence, when we were talking about the thing that was going. And I didn't get up and say it, because Joe kind of said, well, don't get up here and just say something. But I know he kind of intimidates me a little bit. Because I never know if it's, but I know it was God telling me this. He's going to spread out to Kansas City, Raytown. He's going to start it here. It's going to go all around, and even small areas, he said. So,
amen.
I hope that I heard that right.
Amen. Pam's.
Let me share a little bit about Dorothy's knee. Dorothy works in the laundry at the Groves, and her job is very strenuous and very, very hard. And it's by the grace of God that she's been able to do this job. But her knee has been so bad that she's had to wear a brace. And she's had a lot of issues with this knee. And it isn't just a new thing. It's been over the years. But she has been faithful and said, no, my knee is healed. I know that God is going to heal my knee. They even wanted to do a couple of weeks ago injections on her knee. And she said, no, I don't need those injections because God's going to heal my knee. And I want you to know that this lady... is quite the prayer warrior, even though you don't know it. She's got TBN going on in her room 24/7. She is in there praising and worshiping and looking things up in the Word. I'm telling you, she is truly on fire for the Lord. She might not look like it, but I'm telling you guys that she is incredible, that we have the Holy Spirit running around our house 24/7 because of Dorothy. And I'm telling you, she is... She might be very meek and very humble, but let me tell you, she is a warrior in the army of the Lord, in God's kingdom. She is not the last. She's the first, and God loves her. And I just am so blessed and so honored to have her as my mother-in-law. But I just think it's incredible what God also did with her on the healing of her knee on Sunday, along with the other healings.
Amen.
So I just wanted her to share, and she, like I said, she's very humble and doesn't want to, but... By golly, I'll raise her flag and I'll share.
Amen. That's awesome. Very cool. So I just want to encourage you all just to continue to press the Lord, to get closer to him, to know his voice, to recognize his voice, to know his word, to be led by the Spirit of God, and not our own fleshly mindsets and our emotions and things like that. And just start being bold for the Lord, praying for people. And you know, you see somebody that needs prayer, just pray for them and ask them to pray for them or whatever. And just, I'm expecting the Lord just to be, just to show himself strong, the glory of the Lord in all walks of life and everywhere, not just inside our four walls. Does anybody else have anything? Something come to them? Glory. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we stand? And then I'm just going to pray real short, and then I'm going to ask you just before you leave just to visit with somebody, pray for them. If you have something for them, speak into their life, encourage them. And God, we just thank you, Lord, so much for who you are. God, we are expecting great things, God, because you're a great God. Amen. And that you walk among us, Father. Thank you for bringing healing, physical healing to those in our body, Father. Thank you for bringing emotional healing, for setting things straight, Lord God, in our lives. Thank you for being our God, our daddy, for providing for all of our needs, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for providing the kingdom for us. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.